AM, NC9B. You listening?
KT Mobile.
Hope you're staying dry, NC9B.
Yeah, just headed home from work in drizzling rain here in Greenville.
I'm heading home from work, heading up the mountain. Gonna try and get some of that good old mountain rain.
A little bit of mountain snow later this week.
That is a possibility. I'm thinking we'll probably get it at the house. All the models are saying pretty much that our house may get some. I doubt if it'll accumulate much, but it'll be a brisk nighttime, that's for sure.
And at the very least, a frost in Shelby and maybe even a freeze, but I'm going to cover up all the pepper plants. They have a lot of peppers on them still that haven't quite ripened yet, so I'm going to try to save them and get the plants through another week so I can get some more ripe peppers off of them next week.
Typically plant some peppers, but we didn't do too well this year. I don't know why. Kind of a weird season, I guess. Tomatoes didn't do that good either. Old cherry tomatoes did pretty good.
Peppers that are from South America somewhere that really, really like a hot climate. So, we had a nice hot summer, and these pepper plants have just been churning them out. I've got about 10 or 12 of those woozy bottles full of them, just with some vinegar and garlic and some other types of peppers to make some pepper sauce. So, good year for them.
I really miss my peppers. I kind of laid off them a little bit. The older you get, the little less tolerant you are of the hot stuff, I guess. Mexican salsas, though. Man, they're good.
I made some of those styles of sauces, too, this year. But, man, these peppers are nice and hot, so don't need to do much else with them. But, they're good little peppers. We bought a plant by accident at the greenhouse a couple years ago, and these things have just taken off like gangbusters. So we planted 4 or 6 plants this year. We just had a bumper crop.
Next year, a buddy of mine's tiller, put on the back of the tractor and till us up a nicer plot, a bit much larger. I might get some corn in, some squash, peppers, good mix. Just a good mix.
Yeah, this year, like Swiss chard and kale and kohlrabi, and then we did jalapeno peppers, habanero peppers, the weary peppers. We did like rosemary and thyme and basil, lavender, a bunch of other stuff. We had a pretty good garden this year.
Story, my wife and I were newlywed. We went down to her, we've been married for a couple months or a year, a couple years, it's been a while. But we went over to our aunt's house who lived in Savannah, and I guess outside of Savannah. And she grew peppers, and she grew one of those little small, I don't know which one it was, super, super hot. And I told my wife that, you won't try this one. She said, yeah, I'll try it. I said, I'll tell you what, I'll give you $20 if you take that, you eat that old pepper. Just one little bite. It was a little tiny thing. $20 I ever spent. She coughed and choked, and it was so hot she couldn't stand it. One, and I'm not sure. It might have been a habanero.
Was it a pea, or was it the size of a cherry or something?
Like a pea. I think there was
some American peppers, the weary peppers. They're about the size of a pea, and they start out green, and then they turn red.
Pretty hot.
As or hotter than a habanero.
We all laughed about that. It was rather interesting. And I've been known to swap salsa. She doesn't like the hot salsa at the Mexican restaurant. And for some odd reason, she asked me which one's hot. One day I tricked her and said, that one's the hot one, pointing to the mild one. Oh, she was bad.
Mad, too, if somebody did that to me.
The wife asked you, where the bathrooms are. You always send into the ladies' room?
But, you give somebody the wrong pepper, it might go the wrong way.
Yeah. I'm a little bit of a joker. Of course, that probably comes from where I used to work. So, the number one rule in the general orders and procedures of a book that's about the size of an encyclopedia And that's an old encyclopedia because I know they're a lot bigger now. You can't find them things. They're all online. But about the size of an encyclopedia, the very first page is there will be no horse. The very first page. That's it.
Life without practical jokes once in a while.
Yeah, I was a little nervous when I was getting hired on there, but it worked out very well.
Google Maps is telling me there's a crash up ahead, so I'm going to hang this radio up and pay attention because the traffic is kind of dicey anyway in the rain. But yeah, good chatting with you, Leon. I'll probably catch you one of these mornings a little bit later on. 73, I'll be clear on your final.
All right, man. You have a great day. Take care. Stay out of the rain. Don't get too wet. Definitely avoid this crash. Ends the heat 9 feet.